Is this normal? It's probably nothing serious. Maybe I'll feel better tomorrow.
Emergency symptoms can be good at hiding. That's why you shouldn't ignore symptoms like chest pain, high fever, trouble breathing, or severe stomach pain. They could be a medical emergency in disguise. Thankfully, an Eastside ER is ready to serve you 24/7 with fast wait times and dedicated ER experts, so we can quickly help turn your questions into answers. Visit eastsidemedical.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center, providing quality care to Gwinnett County and the greater Atlanta area for over 38 years.
And hello again, everybody, or as Stephen Julian likes to say, greetings and salutations. Yeah. Okay. Mike Salmon alongside Stephen Julian. This is Gwinnett Business Radio, broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful
Sonesta Atlanta Gwinnett Place Hotel.
It's like we've done
on Pleasant Hill Road. Yeah.
It's like we've done it before. We've got a full house today. We've got three businesses we're going to talk about. Melody Mills is here with Elevate Dance. Chef Jarvis Williams is here with Social Express Catering and Meal Prep. And Terry Gatewood is here with Physique Refinements. And a lot of great stuff going on. So why don't we just start the show?
We're dancing, we're eating, and we're getting healthier.
It's a good day.
And stronger. I like it.
If you can do just one of the three, it's a good day. We're going to do all three in the next 30 minutes. Melody Mills is the owner of Elevate Dance. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Tell us all about... You look like a dancer, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You fit the part. Tell us all about Elevate Dance and what you do.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. Elevate Dance is a service company for dance. What we do is we serve studio owners, high school directors, team coaches with custom training workshops, choreography, and even helping with their staffing, other creative services.
So you're not yourself a dance studio per se.
Exactly.
You're helping others.
Exactly.
We'll talk about your background and how I've never heard of a company that actually does that. You would think you're a dance studio. So how did you get to where you are today?
Okay. I started dancing very young. I started in gymnastics and then went into cheerleading and then started dancing in traditional genres.
As did Stephen and I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good.
Absolutely.
There's a similarity.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I moved to New York and started dancing professionally. And after I stopped performing, even went into theater, after I stopped performing, I really got into my passion of teaching. Moved down to Atlanta and met a lot of studio owners and started to work in their studios. And of course, on top of watching the kids learn and become better dancers, I started to witness what it was like to own a dance business, run a studio, run a team, and organize all those things. And I really became passionate about supporting those people. So I started to build material, build systems, and offer that to them. And it started to save them time, and that's very valuable. So I start to get more into it.
What are some of the main things? Is there a few things, two or three things that you found that most studios could kind of use your expertise and your help on, or that they kind of recognize, boy, if I could really get help on this, that's what I'd be looking for?
Yes, it's different. That's a really good question, depending on the year, because your season goes in a cycle. So let's say right now, a lot of owners are looking to switch up their faculty, hire new teachers or bring in guest teachers. So what we have done is started to link them with instructors that complement their brand and that have expertise in what they want to teach. But let's say when we get to the fall, majority of the teams will be looking for choreography or for you to work with their dancers in their rehearsals. So we have a group of choreographers who will give them competition routines. And then still going out through the year, when they get ready for recital, we will meet with their faculty, prep them on how to run the show, what to do backstage, just to support them throughout the different challenges they have starting their team or growing their dance program.
I'm going to take a wild guess here and assume that you've probably been offered a few chances to come where they'd say, hey, Melody, come work for me.
Yes.
Why haven't you maybe taken that leap? And I would think the obvious question is, why haven't you opened your own dance studio? I know you said you love the teaching aspect of it, but you'll still be doing that with your own studio.
Well, I think what's so exciting with dance now is that it is growing so much professionally. I mean, it's on TV. It's... on the internet so much. It's viral, all these hits. And I think what I wanted to do with my business is to have a deeper meaning and to serve. So I knew that I could only do so much working for one person. So I designed a business to serve business owners that I started to really grow passionate about. Like I said, studio owners, high school directors. So I'm
wondering, it's funny, as you're sitting here talking, like Mike, I don't know if there's anybody else that's kind of doing that, supporting the dance studio. And it made me think, I guess, to some extent, my initial thought is a dance studio probably, we can handle everything. We got it all. We keep it all in-house. We do everything ourselves. Well, that's not a good business model. And almost any other business, you need to bring in expertise. You need to bring in advice and counseling and just some ways to help with areas that you're weak. And what I loved is you said, you know, kind of every studio is a little bit different. What are you drawing from? You were in the profession in New York, kind of the dance capital of at least the United States, if not the world, one of the capitals. So what are you able to draw from that the typical dance studio owner doesn't have? What are you drawing from that brings that credibility and expertise?
Okay, I think what's helpful to every business is to have an outside perspective. They're able to see things that you're not in the moment. Business owners, but studio owners and dance team coaches, they have a lot to worry about throughout the day. So it's hard for them to hit every perspective. So I think what makes Elevate Special is kind of just the kind of person I am. I want to be the kind of leader and person who can see different perspectives and take myself out of it. And just help them reach their goals. And it is really great to do this in dance because there aren't a lot of businesses in dance right now. So it's great to just start to show dancers, show other educators that your path in dance and in education can be different and it can be capless.
So we're speaking with Melody Mills. She is the owner, operator, and founder of Elevate Dance. So one quick question, I guess a question to ask on top of what I just asked. So let's talk about maybe that studio operator, or especially you talked about, you know, school dance organizer who is listening to this and go, wow, Melody sounds great. I could definitely use some help with A, B, and C. I don't even know where to start, and I don't think I can afford her. So what's the first step that anybody needs to do? Talk through that process of where they start with Elevate Dance.
Okay. Honestly, it's with a conversation. Everyone that works within Elevate is familiar with the daily works of teachers and coaches. So even if you're just starting out, we want to talk to you about some goals of what you want your dancers to be like, what you want your team to be known for. And we start to customize and build a series of services or training, things that your dancers can do to support that. And just having a conversation, seeing what they're going off of, and we can go throughout the year. It's not something we come in and we hit you with this big bill all of a sudden, you know, and it's so much more committed than that. We have a connection, we have a conversation, and we just start to grow together. So it's not so much just about, oh, I can't afford this. It's about, right, I want dance to grow, and that's what we do. We support it.
And it sounds like you can tailor make, you know, shape it for that client. So if they want,
absolutely,
you know, maybe you come in once a month, take a look, or an ongoing relationship or whatever, you can work around that.
Yes, absolutely.
We don't want to throw anybody under the bus,
okay,
here on the show, especially on the air, but I'd love to hear a story of maybe a time when you walked into a dance studio or school and just shook your head and go, oh, no. What are some of the mistakes that you see that might be more common than others?
Well, if I go in somewhere and I see quote-unquote mistakes or things being done differently, I get a little excited because it's a chance for me to learn and a chance for my business to become better and for us to help more people. But what Elevate does is not so much right or wrong. It's about making sure that people are happy and that there's progression. I don't throw anyone under the bus
either. That's a great answer. That's a fantastic answer. You're taking problems and turning them into opportunities.
Yeah, and I think that what's helpful to when you're a leader, it can get a little lonely at the top. Mm-hmm. And Elevate is definitely a brand where leaders can and owners can confide in us and tell us things, and we're not just going to go, well, this person did this, and then you can fix it by doing what they did. Everything is individual. Everything is personal. Everything is customized. So we like to keep that between us and our clients.
Mike, she wouldn't throw anyone under the bus. You know why? Because she elevated everybody that she works with. See?
So I'm trying to get her down in the ditches, and she's elevating everybody.
She elevated you. She elevated that answer. So I guess one of the questions I had is the end goal of most dance studios that recital or that performance? You talked about a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who, I lied at the beginning of the interview, I haven't done a lot of dancing.
Okay.
Actually went to a school where dancing wasn't allowed. So, I was in Footloose in real life.
Oh.
The whole movie was based on Steven and Footloose.
And I look like someone who didn't dance when I was growing up. But anyway,
Kevin Bacon.
Before I cry here. So what is the cycle like? What is the end goal? You know, when we're talking to business owners, they're like, hey, you know, it's to make a sale, it's to do this, or and, you know, in drama, it's to put on that production. Is it a cycle that you go through and you get to a recital time and then you start all over again? Talk through the cycle of a dance studio.
I think that ultimately it's consistency, just because there are so many differences through where everybody trains. So I like to think that the end goal, if I had to pick an ending, would be consistency. And what our business does is support that within the establishment we're at, whether the team or the studio. We want to support the consistency. I think that's what makes a business successful.
Where did this wanting to give back that you have ingrained in you, where did that come from?
I've just always been that way. I'm such a team player. I have siblings, I have cousins, and it's just something when you grow up and you're able, I was maybe forced to always see everybody's perspective, because you have to share and you have to understand where somebody else is coming from if you want to go anywhere. It can't just be about you. So I have to just take a lot of responsibility for my upbringing for that. But when you succeed at it, it's very, very rewarding, much more than just being on stage with a musical artist, you know, background dancing them by myself. I got so much more fulfillment seeing a business grow and seeing more students go in and seeing those students become better dancers.
And finally, as we wrap up the interview, where do you see the business 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
Ooh, such a good question.
I see a TV show.
You know,
save this dance studio, right?
Right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to answer your question for you.
No, that's good too. Netflix, what's up?
I like it.
No, that would be great. Just to not only showcase what we do and the solutions and support we bring, but showing that, like I said, it's not so much a right or a wrong, but there's differences in your areas where people train, and just showing the positive side to dance training and what it does psychologically, what it does physically.
What do you think about the fact that Steven went to a school where they outlawed dancing?
I wouldn't say they outlawed it. We just didn't dance. It was frowned upon, and we didn't do it at any of our gatherings.
I don't feel good about it. But I am excited, just now dance is so much more in the high schools,
Amen.
Too. It's becoming an official sport. So it does hurt my heart to hear that, but I am excited because dance is growing and it's moving and it's progressing.
Melody, for those that would like to reach out to you and find out more about Elevate Dance, where can they get that information?
Okay, you can go to our website, ElevateDanceWorkshop.com, and then also Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's Elevate Dance LLC. We're very social.
Very good. Great. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
And after the show, we're going to have Steven do a couple dances here in the studio.
Please don't. No, that's not a good idea.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Can't do that. I was in The Sound of Music, and we did have to do a little dance scene on the stage one time. So I did do a little bit of dancing in drama. But anyway, by the way, the other thing cool is when you get that Netflix show, you've already got your name, Elevate Dance. That's a great name
Thank
of a
you.
Show. I love it.
Me too.
That's awesome. So, all right. So want to remind you, Mike, before we get to our next interview, that Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical. Quality care close to home. Eastside Medical Center has been a community healthcare leader for over 39 years. Nationally recognized for patient safety, Eastside focuses on delivering quality care with exceptional outcomes by utilizing the most advanced technology and experienced physicians. For more information on Eastside System of Care, visit eastsidemedical.com.
So the school you went to, Stephen, were you able to hold hands?
Yes.
You could.
Yes.
Okay. That was allowed.
Yes.
Okay.
Wrong.
No, it's true. It was allowed. Public, certain public displays of affection were allowed.
All right. Were you able to eat good food?
Yes.
Now be the man! You gotta beat the man!
Ric Flair did not go to my school. I wish he did. He was in Charlotte, North Carolina at the time. I ate good food because my mom taught me how to make a good lunch.
All right, well, we're going to talk about some good food with Chef Jarvis Williams. Chef Jarvis Williams, Social Express Catering and Meal Prep. He is the CEO and executive chef of the company. And can we call you Chef Jarvis?
For sure.
All right. Well, welcome to the program. Tell us all about what you do.
Sure. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure being here. Pretty much my brand is just about great food, quality food, whole, simple food. What I do is we're a full-service catering company. We service the Atlanta metro area, and I've actually traveled all over the U.S. You call me, I'll come. No events too large, no events too small. But, you know, I started my business out in catering, but I just wanted to be a little bit more impactful. You know, it's great to show up and do someone's birthday party or wedding. You know, that changes people's lives. But, I wanted everyday business, of course, as a startup, you know. You can never book enough catering events. But I realized if I feed people every day, I can actually change their lives by giving them simple, whole food, healthy food. So, you know, about a year into the business, I created the Macronutrient Meal Plan. Changing people's lives here in the Atlanta area. What it is just, you know, macronutrient eating is just simple whole food eating, and it's about getting the quality of life and the quality of food and turning, you know, simple ingredients into something that we can make sustainable. You pretty much get all of your nutrients and vitamins from the food that you eat, as opposed to having to supplement. You know, the American diet is, you know, full of, you know, preservatives and ingredients that are not good for us. So I said, hey, let me create something that's going to taste really good, take out all of the harmful, you know, side effects or byproducts in the ingredients and service the Atlanta area. So it's a delivery service. We come out to your home or office, and people love it.
Wait, what you're telling me is there's actually healthy food out there that you can make that actually tastes good.
That's actually right, and it's not a diet.
And they can deliver it right. You can deliver it right to someone's door.
Sure. We come out to your home or office twice a week, anywhere in the Atlanta area, with fresh food, always fresh, never frozen. We're cooking fresh food, different ingredients, different and totally different menu every week. And so our clients pretty much get to experience a ton of variety. Just a lot of tasteful, gourmet, and home-style cooked meals, always fresh. So, like I said, we come out twice a week. So that ensures that you always have food, and it's always fresh, never frozen. So all you have to do is pop it in the microwave, and it's good to go. So, yeah, we try to make it simple.
So it's already made.
It's already
right?
made.
Wow.
It's not that box of
raw
ingredients.
Yeah, it's not something that I have to do and could screw it up.
No. Everything's already prepared for you. 5-star chef quality meals, delivered green. We deliver in these really nice microwavable dishwasher safe containers. You just vent the lid, pop it in the microwave, and go. Very simple model. It's a subscription-based model. So my clients pay me for the entire month. It's a monthly-based plan. You can cancel at any time. No commitment, no long-term contracts. You're paying on a monthly rotation, and you know all you do is go on the website, click a couple of buttons, and we show up with food twice a week, and you get to eat great food.
So if somebody's thinking about this and they're thinking about because by the way, there's multiple programs.
Sure.
There's you have a program about losing weight. You have a program about kind of helping with muscle or
it is the macronutrient plan is just it. And what I've done is just a few options. It's all the same exact food. You know, I have a ton of clients who come to me with a lot of, you know, weight loss goals and health needs. But then I have a lot of clients who don't really want to do it for health reasons or not trying to lose weight, may want to gain weight, lean muscle mass, but nobody wants to gain fat. Then I got a lot of working professionals, you know, who just need it for good quality food and want to eat without spending their whole check, you know, at going to the grocery store, you know, at expensive grocery stores, and then trying to come home and cook it, never get a chance to, the food goes bad. So what I realize is that, you know, if I take these simple ingredients and I create a meal plan that's simply, you know, whole food shopping, no preservatives, taking out the sugar in the flour, it's completely gluten-free, sugar-free, that's the key. What happens is, you know, you have these different options. What it is, it's the same food, but then we may increase the amount of protein, the amount of nutrients or vegetables in the lean bulk up versus the weight loss plan or the convenience option. It's five options: the weight guidance plan, which is for my clients who want to lose weight; the lean bulk up plan for guys or ladies who want to gain a little lean muscle mass but not fat; and then we have three convenience options that just give you food on a lesser option, because those first two is pretty much all your food, three meals a day, 7 days a week, the entire month. The other three options give you like weekends off or breakfast off. Same food, same concept. But again, it's just, you know, we just like to give people a variety of, you know, consistency in how we serve the meals.
So the number one question in my mind, sure. I don't know about everybody else, but I want to say it in my mind. I've got a brand to protect here.
Yeah.
If I'm one of these programs and you're bringing food for me and I put it in the microwave and I take it out, it's not going to be like two small little things on my plate. It's going to fill up my plate because I'm getting good food, right?
Sugar
and gluten free.
Sure, sure. So here's the thing. It's two components to why this really works. And I have a ton of clients who've received a lot of health benefits, lost over 100 pounds, even guys gained the lean muscle mass. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is, like I said, I took the sugar and the flour out. The gluten, the sugar is completely gone. I did that because the American diet is inundated with sugar and gluten and everything. It's in our fruit juices, our condiments, you name it. You go into the grocery store, if you go in the grocery store aisles, which I say Whole Foods shopping is just staying off the aisles. Just go to the meat section, produce section, frozen section, your dairy and out the store. But if you shop in the aisles, you know, you're going to get a ton of preservatives and those two key ingredients. So I took those out. And the reason, because, you know, they metabolize in our body just like alcohol. They break down like sugars. We all become addicted to them. And so we crave them. We can't eat healthy, even if we tried, because our body craves sugar. And so by just taking those two ingredients out, it just makes the food healthier in and of itself. To answer your question, the portion control. I took the food pyramid, simple food pyramid we all grew up understanding and learning, and I broke it down pretty much, you know. So it's four macronutrient categories. That's protein, vegetables, fruit, and starch. Okay, notice I said starch, right? As opposed to carbs, because I took out all the bad carbs. It's gluten-free. So I'm only giving you the beneficial starches like quinoa, grits, oatmeal, rice, potatoes, corn, right? And so we give you the right amount. It's going to be 4 ounces of protein, 12 ounces of veggie. And here's the key, guys. We start everyone out on a certain amount, like 12 ounces of veggies. But that's the one area we fluctuate in. So if you say, hey, chef, and all my clients have my number, I'm still hungry after a meal, we will increase your veggie intake by 2 ounces, and we can go all the way up to a pound. If you say, hey, that's too much, we'll decrease it. Every other category is stagnant. 4 ounces of starch, 4 ounces of protein, a little bit more in the lean bulk up plan, and 8 ounces of fruit. But that breakdown is essentially how we all should be eating. You can eat whatever you like. I serve filet mignon, pork chops, lobster tails, you name it. Yes, I even said pork, because I'm giving you everything in moderation. 4 ounces of protein, that's how much you should consume in any meal. And, you know, if you're on my plan that gives you three meals a day, you don't ever have to worry about calorie count or did I consume the right amount of food today. You just eat to live, and we're gonna take care of you.
I don't want you to stop talking. I just love it.
I wish we could find people who are passionate about what they do.
It's funny. It's not like Chef Jarvis is just like, you know, I'm cooking stir fry.
Oh,
as
no.
He said at the beginning, I'm changing lives.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that passion. I've got a lot of questions. I know
sure.
Steven usually monopolizes all the food questions, but I got several myself.
Hey.
I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at the cost.
Sure.
And I mean the money is comparable, if not less, than what I'm paying every month just shopping.
Sure.
And by the way, the thing you said about the stores where stay out of the aisles, stay to the outskirts of the store, I just heard that for the first time this past week.
Sure.
And now I hear it again here,
right.
So that's really cool. The question I have, because I'm already in my mind thinking about I want to become a customer.
Right.
So we're going to talk.
Okay, great.
Okay? Because I'm looking at everything like, okay, my wife hates cooking. We've had a lot of issues. We don't know where to start,
sure.
What to cook. It's like, okay, she right. always wanted to do those things on the TV that you see the commercials for where they send you the meals.
Right. Frozen meals.
Yeah, right. But the cost just didn't seem to work.
Sure.
It seems to work here looking at what you have. So my question is, how personalized can you make them? Like, for example, I don't eat seafood.
Sure.
You know, maybe I want more of this or that.
Sure.
How personalized can we get?
So here's how it works, pretty much. I try to not just give people the food, but I also give them a service where it's you get the support from Chef Jarvis and my team of people. So they all have my number. It's an all chef's choice menu. And so every week I'm always, you know, I have relationships with local growers. So we're farm to table and we're doing a lot of locally grown ingredients and a lot of stuff we have to, you know, find what's freshest and most quality at that time of the year. So I don't predispose or pre-create a menu. I'm at the farmer's market every week, and I'm buying whatever is fresh, and I'm creating a meal plan or my menu for the week based on that. So you get a goodie bag, an array of options, every delivery of just a ton of options, you know, all that I created. So here's what we do. You start off by telling me what your food allergies are. If you have, you know, for instance, I don't eat pork or I'm allergic to seafood, no problem. Chef, I don't like Brussels sprouts, even though that's my best seller. Number one, I change people's lives and I change everybody's minds about them. Just try me out on those. I should have brought some, and I'm sorry. They told me this before we got on air. I got you guys next time. But so here's what it is. You know, pretty much I'm giving you a ton of variety, and that's what's key. It's never going to be the same meal. It's not like you go to the website and we got 20 meals and you get to pick those same options. It's going to be Chef Jarvis' most, you know, refined creations every week. And if you don't like something, just let me know. I won't give it to you again.
I got to ask you, logistically, how do you pull this off? So, I mean, all these clients, I mean, you can't be doing it all yourself.
So, computers, of course not.
And everybody wants their own thing.
Right. Well, here's the deal. You don't get to say, hey, I want steak on Monday.
Right.
You know, I'm creating the menu for the week, right? So when I cook steak, filet mignon, for instance, everyone's getting that. Unless you don't, then I'd substitute yours for something else. But for the most part, you know, all my clients is, you know, I'm creating large amounts of food, cooking it all the same way, taking out the sugar, taking out the gluten, and what we do is we weigh everything. So again, it's going back to that portion control. There's no calorie count involved because, you know, can I give you the theory on calorie count?
Sure, please.
Okay, calorie count in general, you know, and scientifically it works, but for the human psyche, it's just too much. You don't eat the same amount of calories every day, and you shouldn't. And unless you eat the same food every day, you're not going to consume the same calories every day. And you shouldn't eat the same food every day because that means you'd have a very, you know, closed diet. It's not, you know, wide variety and well-balanced, which is key, right? And so, because on Monday you may consume 1,600 calories, Tuesday you may consume 21, Wednesday it may be 13. Who has time to calculate all that? So I said, scratch that. Just forget about it. That's too much. We get you to commit to eating the same amount of food every day. So, for instance, breakfast is 4 ounces of protein, 8 ounces of fruit, and 4 ounces of starch. Now, those different components are going to be different every day, but it's going to be the same amount. So, in theory, over the course of 30 days, and that's why we get you to commit to 1 month at a time, because we don't exceed the portion control, the allotment in each category, you won't, in theory, go over the caloric intake that's necessary to gain a pound, if that makes sense. Yep. So it just essentially is like, you know, an estimate over the course of your month of eating, and that's what is important. Your weight's going to fluctuate, you know, sometimes daily, a pound or two, based on water weight and how you ate the previous day. And so at the end of the day, I tell my clients, you know, if you're trying to lose weight, just weigh yourself once a month, you know, every month the same day, because we're looking at, you know, estimates and averages as opposed to everyday weight, you know, fluctuations. So again, getting my clients to commit to eating the same amount of food eliminates having to worry about the calorie counting. And then the variety is what's key. Every day it's a different protein, and each meal is a different protein or a different type of veggie prepared in a different way. And, you know, it's serving cultural culinary experiences one bite at a time. That's the theme of my company, so I try to experience that and deliver that every moment.
I love it. Now, I'm going to ask the question that right now there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people screaming at their podcast device, can I get this? What is the where are you delivering? Where are you able to do this right now?
So right now we're local to the Atlanta metro area. Mm-hmm. So, you know, pretty much anywhere in a little bit outside of 285 perimeter and definitely within, just call me and we'll definitely make it work, you know. So it's just, you know, right now we're starting here in Atlanta. I wanted to, you know, make an impact in my own community, being an Atlanta native. I'm from here, born and raised. Mm-hmm. Most of my childhood was spent in Decatur, the east side of Atlanta. And so, you know, starting here in my hometown was just something that was I felt would be impactful. Definitely want to grow. Mm-hmm. Definitely want to, you know, embark upon, you know, other cities. I'm a technology kind of like savvy guy, so I'm thinking of like other little apps and other ways to like grow the business and get it in other areas. But right now we're just trying to make a difference here. So, you know, all it takes is going to the, you know, our site, clicking a few buttons, everything's automated, and we show up to your home office. And even if you have to change, like Monday I need my delivery at my office, we can do that and say, hey, chef, I'm going to be, you know, in a different part of town. We can make that happen as well.
I was going to say the Sonesta Atlanta Gwinnett Place Hotel would be a great central location for multiple customers to meet you.
Definitely.
Are maybe farther out. They could at least come here and get,
wow,
Well, I mean, to talk, you know, we could ask you about your passion, how it got started, all that, but we are out of time. But just amazing stuff, and I mean, I'm looking at everything. I'm looking at the cost. I'm looking at what you do. You cook it. We don't have to, I don't have to deal with it. I don't have to shop for it. I mean,
no cooking ever. Like, five-star chef curated meals, minimal grocery store visits, free delivery, sugar and gluten free,
what's hormone, the catch?
Antibiotic, GMO free ingredients, portion control, serving size, tons of variety, unique ingredients, less food wasted from spoilage. And a monthly cost.
And we're always, you're already spending the money anyway on
you
food.
Are, yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway, for those that would like to look into this and find out more, where can they get the information?
Sure. Just visit us at Chef Jarvis. That's Chef JARVIS.com. You can find us there. You can order the entire meal plan on the website. Give us a call if you have any questions. We'll walk you through the process. It takes like 2 minutes to get registered. You sign up, we show up with the food. You can also look at our a ton of the work we're doing and the pictures on Instagram and Facebook at Chef Jarvis Williams. Please visit us. We're definitely social as well, so check us out.
Between dancing and eating properly, man, we're going to be looking good.
The only thing we need now is a health and fitness festival, and that would complete the deal. But before we get to possibly finding that out, I want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio does come to you from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. Love is what makes a Subaru. Our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com. Join their family today. Come in and see the difference, or maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, all those social media sites for the latest Subaru offers, news, community events. I know it's in the summer right now, and so they will be doing their backpack to school drive and some of the other things they do for the start of school. So check out Subaru of Gwinnett's social media footprint to find out what they're doing and how you can participate.
Absolutely. Well, Stephen, our third and final guest is Terry Gatewood with Physique Refinements. And Terry, you were with us maybe a year and a half ago, and we talked about how passionate you were about what you do. You may have been equaled by Melody and Chef Jarvis today by these guests.
I fit right in between them. We all changing lives.
You are. I mean, it all works out well today. Tell us about what you do.
Well, I'm a personal trainer. I own Physique Refinements, as stated. My studio is in Swanee. I've been there now 5 years. I've been in business now for 22 years. And so we train the all walks of life. We don't just stick with children. We don't just stick with just teenagers. My oldest client is 82 years old, so I love the seniors. And we have the everyday moms and everyday the guys to come in. I have a couple of kids that come in. And that's what we do. We change lives. We elevate lives. We create programs for. And
you can't use elevates. It's already taken by. Yeah,
can't use elevators. Yeah. Sorry about that.
You lift people.
Well,
up.
No, she elevates dance. You elevate physical fitness, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, Chef Jarvis elevated my appetite.
I know.
Tell us the reason we wanted to get you in today and squeeze you in. We appreciate you coming on short notice. Is you've got the Suwannee Health and Fitness Festival coming up that you're putting together. Tell us what's going on August 24th.
Oh, my God. This had been a dream of mine for so long, and now it's coming to fruition. This August 24th, I'm hosting it for the first time ever in Suwannee Health and Fitness Festival. It's going to be one of a kind. It starts at 7 o'clock. It starts at 9 a.m. and ends at 7 p.m. We're going to start with races, 5K walk run. We're going to have a 5K wheelchair race. Simultaneously, while that's going on, we got the Dirty Paw Challenge. Let me explain what Dirty Paw Challenge is.
The what?
Dirty Paw Challenge. Dirty Paw Challenge is like you have a dog and you want to compete with the other competitors. Competing against 10 obstacles, you had to compete like five, and if you complete five, the dog had to do certain kind of things like stand in place, catch something, or jump over a ladder, or jump through a loop, those kind of things, obey on commands. And if the dog does all those kind of things with the master, the dog gets a bandana, the master gets a nice cool t-shirt. Very awesome. And we have a 5K wheelchair race. Now, when I was stationed in Germany, I seen a lot of wheelchair races. And I've always said if I have ever had something that involves a race, I want to bring that in. And here I am at my life, at this time in my life, I can present the wheelchair race.
It all came together for you.
It all came together. I'm so excited.
It sounds like it doesn't matter what your age, your physical level, you can participate in something on this day.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. This festival is geared towards the kids and the moms, to be honest with you. My whole life as a trainer, my niche has always been the kids and the mom. Kids first, mom comes second. With the kids, gonna have a program all designed for them, created for them, called Certified Tough. You guys heard of the Mud Runs and Savage Runs. This one here is called Certified Tough. The kid has to embark over 10 to 15 obstacles. At the end of that race, he or she get a picture with me, christen them as the toughest kid in Suwannee. And so this is going to be huge. And this is our first unveiling this program. Now I'm hoping with prayer that after the 24th, Certified Tough and can get on the back behind of an 18 wheeler and start traveling and start doing some great and wonderful things.
Wow, very
yes,
cool.
That is the dream.
Now some of this festival is going to be absolutely free.
Oh yeah.
So I see a hula hoop class and a Zumba. Talk about some of the
As
free
I
things.
Said before, we initially geared this up, packages up for kids, and now for the women. The women, on the other hand, the women have to bring the kids there. They can't just come there on their own. The women have to bring the kids there. So while they're there, they can take a free hula hoop class. They can do a Zumba class. They can do a dance class. So all this is free for the moms. So
Can dads do hula hoop class?
Yes, dad can do hula hoop too.
Yeah.
And dad can get in there and dance with the rest of them.
I'm proud to say that I was allowed to do hula hoop when I was in school. My school didn't forbid us from doing hula hoop, so that was about as close as I got to dancing. There's also going to be, of course, when you have a festival and it's at Suwannee Town Center, a beautiful location in the center of Suwannee, lots of open space. I'm assuming two things. There's going to be, apart from the Certified Tough obstacle course for the kids, there'll be some jumpy houses, bouncy houses.
Jumpy houses for the two-year-olds. Can't leave everybody behind. I thought about this. I thought about every walk of life that could possibly be there. How can I keep them busy? So, yeah. So the bouncing ball or the bouncing jumping gadgets for the two-year-olds, three-year-olds, very fine, very good.
And the other thing is we're Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm assuming one of the ways you're putting this on is you're looking for businesses and sponsors who would want to be in a giant park with tons and tons of people that they can talk to, correct?
I'm telling you, sponsors are pouring in. They're coming in. I love it. The wife and I got up and we bootstrapped and we hit the streets all over Suwannee and we attacked the car dealerships. We attacked the strip malls, visiting everybody, getting the word out, shaking hands with everybody. Everybody's coming in. It's wonderful. It's great and wonderful.
That's a veteran talking about business. They attacked the business.
Yes, I caught that.
We outflanked them. It was like I came mission. In one door, she came in the other, and we didn't let them escape until they promoted.
Most important question, for those that want to register or find out more, get involved, sponsor, where can they find information about the Suwannee Health and Fitness Festival?
Just add a .com to it, SuwanneeHealthAndFitness.com. That and is A-N-D, Suwannee Health and Fitness Festival.com. And that page, when you click on that link, you will see the entire thing. Vendors, sponsors, entertainers, how to become a volunteer, all is there on the page. Now, I do want to make a point here. On July 1st, is a deadline for sponsors. Sponsors want to get their logo posted on the website or for our T-shirts. I need that there by July 1st. Also on July 1st, it is the last day for vendors if you want a tent. If you don't have a tent, then July 1st is the deadline date to order your tent.
Great. Saturday, August 24th, 2019. Terry Gatewood with Physique Refinements. Congratulations on putting this whole thing together. I know it's going to be a huge success. Can't wait for it. And thank you for sharing the information.
Thank you for having me here.
9 a.m. to 7 p.m., SuwanneeHealthAndFitnessFestival.com. August 24th. That sounds like fun.
It does.
Mike, what are you doing on August 24th?
I'm going to be at the Health and Fitness Festival. I will be there.
I might even jog/run/walk.
If my son had not torn his ACL,
yeah.
The Certified Tough Obstacle Adventure,
yeah.
He'd be in that for sure because he's
an adult. He's an adult now, though.
Yeah, he just has a torn ACL, so he won't be doing it this year.
Oh, well, maybe next year.
For 2020.
There you go.
All right. So one more thing you want to
absolutely want to remind everybody that Business Radio X is very proud to partner with Nathalie Tabaras Photography. Nathalie's main focus is to capture beautiful memories for you and your family. Then she'll also guide you and help select the perfect pieces of wall art to display those images. Your images deserve a place on your walls, not to be stuck in a hard drive. Nathalie Tabaras Photography, fine portraits and wall design. Your best option to have tangible memories of you and your family. For more information, Visit NathalieTabarisPhotography.com.
All right, I want to wrap things up real quick. Chef Jarvis, you wanted to add one more thing before we say our goodbyes.
Ooh, a tease.
So we're running a promotion for the macronutrient meal plan to the end of summer, 30% off your first month. Just visit on the website. You'll see the discount.
Great. And for Melody, I have a joke for you.
Okay.
How many dance instructors does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Oh, we don't screw in light bulbs. The lights shine on us.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I said that.
She is so nice.
I said that at a chamber event one time.
She elevated. Yeah.
People laughed at that.
They laughed so that they could go on to the next thing of the event, which was the door prizes.
You, right? You can use that. Yes.
Oh, you can. You can use that one.
She'll be using that. I promise you. Our thanks to Melody Mills. You're welcome with Elevate Dance. Chef Jarvis Williams with Social Express Catering and a meal prep, and we'll be talking after the show. And Terry Gatewood with Physique Refinements. And remember, Saturday, August 24th, 2019, the Suwannee Health and Fitness Festival, Suwannee Town Center.
Trey, if there was ever a time to do wrong, it was at the end of that joke. Would you agree? Yeah. He's nodding yes.
Okay.
We need to get him on mic.
All right. I want to remind you that you can listen to the show anytime. Go to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and click on Gwinnett Business Radio. For Stephen, for our producer Trey, for our guest, I'm Mike Salmon, and we'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.